and switched off the bedside lamp. How nice it would be to dream of Sara, Tsukuru thought. An erotic dream. Or one that wasn't. Either would be good. If possible, though, a dream that wasn't too sad. A dream in which he could touch her body would be more than he could ask for. It was, after all, just a dream. He longed for her more than he could say. It was a wonderful thing to be able to truly want someone like this. The feeling was so real, so overpowering. He hadn't felt this way in ages. Maybe he never had before. Not that everything about it was wonderful. His chest ached. He found it hard to breathe. And a fear, a dark oscillation, had hold of him. But now, even that kind of ache had become an important part of the affection he felt. He didn't want to let that feeling slip from his grasp. Once lost, he might never happen across that warmth again. If he had to lose it, he would rather lose himself.
Tsukuru, you need to hang on to her, no matter what. If you let her go now, you might not ever have anyone else in your life.
Eri was right. No matter what, he had to make Sara his. But this wasn't something he could decide on his own. It was a question decided by two people, between one heart and another. Something had to be given, and something had to be accepted.
Everything depends on tomorrow. If Sara chooses me, accepts me, he thought, I'm going to propose to her right away. And give her everything I'm capable of giving. Every single thing. Before I get lost in the dark forest. Before the bad elves grab me. Not everything was lost in the flow of time. That's what Tsukuru should have said to Eri when he said goodbye at the lakeside in Finland. But at that point, he couldn't put it into words.
We truly believed in something back then. And we knew we were the kind of people capable of believing in something with all our hearts. And that kind of hope will never simply vanish.
He calmed himself, shut his eyes, and fell asleep. The rear light of consciousness, like the last express train of the night, began to fade into the distance, gradually speeding up, growing smaller until it was, finally, sucked into the depths of the night, where it disappeared. All that remained was the sound of the wind, slipping through a stand of white birch trees. This is Bruce Locke. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Colorless Tsukuru Tazaki and His Years of Pilgrimage by Haruki Murakami, translated from the Japanese by Philip Gabriel. This program was directed by Bruce Mann, executive producer Kelly Gilday. Originally published in Japan as Shikasai Omotanai Tazaki Tsukuru To by Bungei Shunju Limited, Tokyo, in 2013. Text copyright 2013 by Haruki Murakami. Translation copyright 2014 by Haruki Murakami. Production copyright 2014, Random House, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.